Hi everyone, it's us. We're back. Your mom and your dad, John and
It's
Darren.
us, mommy and daddy. How are you,
Tell
Johnny
every
boy?
I'm well. Tell everyone what we were just talking about. You can't focus today, you said.
I can't focus today, and this is for patrons as well as, well, I guess it's just patrons because I don't think we're going to put this one up on YouTube because it's not a regular
Not on YouTube. It'll
case.
go up on our regular
But
podcast feed though.
the video, the
No,
video.
video we don't do. No.
Because as you'll see moving forward, if you
On
watch the
next
video
Sunday's
too,
episode.
on next
Yes, that's
Sunday's tip,
true.
you'll find that my background has changed. And John has put this picture that, to be fair, I
Yeah,
did ask
you
you to put
asked me to do
in
it.
to upload. But now I realize, now looking at this picture of my amazing dog, by the way,
Yeah.
do you know that I got a dog?
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hadn't
So
heard the
I,
news at all
yeah.
over the last couple months.
So I got a dog and I'm obsessed
Yeah,
with her. Name is
right.
Snoopy. And the picture of her up here, John, this
Yeah, I
picture.
know. Yes,
Can you
it's
do you want to
insane.
talk about like blood and
Well,
gore and killing people when this little
no.
marshmallow face exists? Because this is a marshmallow face right here. This little marshmallow face.
The fact that there's blood and gore and war in the world
But
and
also this
Snoopy's
face,
face
right?
is really hard to imagine,
It's,
actually.
I can't focus on anything else. My fiance is right there. Nope. Just
Nope. Also in the
100%
background. Yeah.
100% this. So.
Well, I just want to point out, I will, of course, always look to take any credit that I can get on this show. You did ask me to do this and I did it. Are you
Yeah.
proud of me? Like, where does this rank in terms of like sending a Christmas gift 4 months later
It
versus.
doesn't hold the same weight as being like
Okay.
8 months late for Christmas gift. Like,
Right,
you don't
right.
get as many
Okay,
points.
that's
The
fair.
points that you're gonna get do not make up for the deficit that being late on an 8 month
Right.
Christmas gift cost you.
Well, let me ask you this, and I hear you, and
Okay.
you're seen, and you are heard.
Okay, and I'm loved.
Let
Okay.
me ask you this, Andrew Loved. Let's not forget, this is going to come out a couple days before your birthday.
That's right.
What are
I
your
can't believe
birthday
I keep
plans?
forgetting. Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, which is actually kind of nice
That's
because I
true,
feel like I
yeah.
don't really have to plan anything. Like, I'm just doing a
That's
brunch
true.
with like two or three friends and
Yeah.
Nadine. And then there's an Angel City game. And then Nadine and I are going out to dinner. And we're going to the
Love.
LA County Fair on Sunday with Rot.
That's fun.
I love a county fair.
Where in the world is LA, is that in LA?
It's actually in,
Like
I
Orange
don't
County,
think
or
it's
not Orange
always
County.
here, but it's in Pomona.
Pomona. I don't even think I've heard of
I don't,
Pomona.
I've never been to the LA County Fair, so I don't know if this is
Okay.
like has been here for centuries and I just didn't know, but
Centuries.
centuries. So I'm just excited. I kind of love a, I don't know. I just love a county fair.
I do too. I am a huge fan of the fair, and my friends don't like that about me, but.
Yeah, like Nadine, I think, and Nadine's like, of course it's your birthday and we're gonna go. And I think she likes it, but I think also,
Yeah.
she may be stretching it a little for me
Listen, go have a
here.
funnel cake, maybe even a
A
candy
deep,
apple.
as Rot texted me, she said, first turkey leg is on me. And I said, third fried
Exactly. Thank you. Hello.
Oreo is
That's
on
the
me.
whole point of why you go to these things.
Yeah, so I think
Now,
it's just gonna be a chill. Long story short, it's just going to be a chill weekend. I think I'm okay with that. Last year, I planned kind of a party and it stressed me out.
oh, yeah, you did. I remember that.
It's just like people
Well,
getting together on a Thursday, and I just felt so stressed by
really?
people coming, not coming. And I felt like I was too involved, and I don't even really care that much. Like,
I'm the same
honestly, on
way
my
about my
birthday,
birthday. Yeah.
I want to be with my fun, close friends,
Right.
and I
Right.
feel like I can do a big bash for my 40th. But up until then, I'm kind of like, yeah, it'd be nice to do something nice with Nadine, go on an adventure, do a hike.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just at that age where we're not like,
We are.
getting
No, that's
blitzed,
true.
I
No,
guess.
it's true. You're right. I've also thought about my 40th, which is unfortunately just a couple months away at this
Years
point.
away. Yeah, years.
Well, yeah, that's right. I'm
Yeah, years
21.
away.
By the way, I just want to say I've said this before, but I've been on these apps. I've been talking to guys. A lot of them don't know how
Everyone's
old I
like,
am.
and they're like, do you ask them to guess?
Yeah, I do actually.
Okay.
And
You
they
know, it's
never
important to know
guess,
people's
so.
ages before you meet up with people. Just
Well, and
saying.
I don't know why. I usually have my age on my apps, on my dating apps, so I don't know why it's confusing, but people do ask, and then I'm like.
I'm laughing because it's just side tangent because I just want to let you guys know, like, we're going to get into the latest with Menendez. I want to update you
Yes, we
guys,
should
but
update everyone.
just side note about that. Last night I was watching The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives on Hulu, which is season two. And if you don't know the
Okay.
show, quick log, you've never seen it, right? Do you know
No.
it? You've heard of it
I
then.
kind of know of it, yes, but tell me
Quick
more.
log line is
Yeah.
basically these are young 20s or young 30s, anywhere from like 23 to 32 year old young moms in this friend group that's really in this TikTok group called Mom Talk that's wildly popular, trends everywhere. They do dances, they do clips, but they kind of got on the scene based on this like swinging scandal. One of them said that some of them swing. They're in the Mormon community in Salt Lake City.
Right.
So it was just like fodder for a reality TV show. We're in season two. But anyway, last night, I'm watching and Nadine is doing something. And I say to her, I have to watch this scene. I want to finish the scene. And she's like, you know, she's doing that thing where she's like, well, who's that and why is she upset with her? And I'm like, I
Right.
can't explain
You're gonna have to watch
two
it then.
years of
Yeah.
content. So I pause it on this girl who, I'm not going to say who, but the girl is 24. And Nadine goes, holy shit. I go, she goes, she looks 50. She looks at least 15 years older
Oh
than you. And I was like,
no.
it was just speaking of age
Yeah,
and
yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
how like, you know, it just was funny that we were just talking about these like 24-year-olds who literally look 20 years older than us.
I'm writing something in the agenda. Can you tell me if we're allowed to talk about this eventually? Because I saw it was posted on Nadine's social. Do you see
Oh,
it?
yeah. Yes, I
Okay.
do see it. Yes, we do see
Okay.
it. Yes,
Let's
I do.
talk about that after we talk about the Menendez brothers, because there's some fun stuff happening in Darren's corner of the world that I want to be a part of. So, but we'll get to
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
that.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you meant LA, but no, that thing
No,
too,
not
yeah.
that. No, not that. But yes, guys, we wanted to give a quick update. The Menendez brothers, there's a huge update in that
Yeah.
case. I know at least one or two of you had DM'd us about wanting just to hear our thoughts about it. So before we get into like all the other topics that we typically go to, here's just, a handful of things that we know today. We're recording this on Wednesday, May 21st, just full
Right.
disclosure there. So you guys can kind of place if there's been a
Because
development
any
later
day, I mean,
on.
I feel like there could be an update. I mean, they do have
Literally.
to, you know, so yeah,
Yeah,
we'll
no,
get to it.
literally. So, last week, Eric and Lyle were re-sentenced. Now, this is the big thing that they had been wanting for many, many years now. It had began picking up steam, actually, really because of that Menendez doc that we covered a couple
Yeah.
months ago, well, almost a year ago at this
And well,
point.
TikTok even before that,
Yeah, and
because
then
I feel like
TikTok, that's
TikTok really
true.
started it. And then obviously there were all these docs, and then now
Yeah.
young people are aware of, you know,
Yeah.
their case.
They've really kind of pushed it into the zeitgeist in a way that it wasn't happening before. And I do want to give a
Right.
shout out to my favorite girl, Rosie O'Donnell, who starred the Flintstones.
She's been big. She's
She
been big.
has stayed in touch with, I believe, Eric, or no, actually, I think it's Lyle, for most of their incarceration because one or both of them had reached out about them being sexually abused as children.
And she's not only been a figure almost since Jump, like, but
Yeah.
she, I remember, I think I told you, I saw her on the carpet right before Christmas. So
Yes.
obviously this is 6 months ago
That's
now.
right.
And she thought that they were going to be
Yeah.
released before Christmas. But I think in general, what she was really saying was that she was positive about them not spending their entire life behind bars. You know, a
Yeah,
lot of politics
yeah.
obviously happened to
Yes.
that kind of messed all of this up. But she's always been hopeful. And
Yeah.
so, yeah.
Yeah, and so they were resentenced to, well, okay, so their original sentence way back in the 90s when they were originally convicted
Right.
was life without the possibility of parole. That means you have no chance of getting out of prison. You
Right.
are there.
You're there.
You're there. Unless, of course, a
Yeah,
resentencing
you have to
is
be eligible
possible.
for parole. Right.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
To get paroled out of prison, exactly. So their resentencing was 50 years and eligible for parole.
Right.
Now, that means that their new status as of today, and as well as of this resentencing a few days ago, is 50 years with the possibility of parole. Now, that means they can now appeal to a parole board, the way, by the way, the way anyone who has been sentenced like this can. And if the board thinks that they are stand-up citizens and have served their time for their crime and they have had no kind of like behavioral issues behind bars, which they famously have not, in
Well, I was going to
fact.
say in the resentencing in this trial,
Yeah.
so many COs, correctional officers came to their defense, wrote letters of testimony
Yeah.
talking about how they were model prisoners. I mean, you
Right.
actually cannot get a more perfect example
Yeah.
of guilty people who have been
Right.
rehabilitated. And if
Yeah,
that's
that's
the
true.
point of these prisons, then this is a great example to incentivize good prisonership, if that's what
That's a
we're going to
great
call
point. I
it.
hadn't even thought about that. Think about that
Just because it's
for,
so public. You know, these guys that
yeah.
never had a chance, it's like, oh, look, well, if
Well,
the
if you're a good
insiders are
person,
right, if you're a good
yeah.
person and you seem to want to change your life, like there is a chance for you because that is truly what we believe in America.
That is a very good point. I hadn't even thought about that. So, yes, if they check all the boxes, they are typically then most people are paroled in that case.
Right.
We'll get to more of that in a second. But however, that particular parole hearing, this is actually breaking news as of, I think, today or late last night. That parole hearing, which was scheduled for June 13th, has out now actually been pushed back to August 21st and 22nd. I'm assuming each of them will have a different parole hearing for those two dates.
Yeah, I'm
So
assuming so.
that's the latest. Darren, you have a couple of other details here that
Yeah,
I
so
think are worth mentioning.
ABC News reports, quote, California Governor Gavin Newsom has already requested information such as a risk assessment while considering the brothers' clemency bid. Now, the brothers are pursuing multiple avenues to freedom, and the clemency path was sent, excuse me, separate from the
Yeah.
resentencing path, end quote.
Right.
Listen, if Gavin Newsom's on it, he's probably got a lot of, I don't know, people are of two minds of this in California, but I think he needs to help his reputation right now. I think just politically, the Democrats got so annihilated that I think Gavin Newsom was at the face of that, plus the fires. I think that
Right.
he is kind of looking to help his reputation, and I could see him. I wouldn't mind him using the Menendez brothers as a way to kind of get curry favor here, especially if he's going to do the right thing. But
Yeah.
I think that that is a good sign for the governor to ask, request information on this. Now,
Definitely.
additionally, even though they are eligible for parole, it does not mean they would immediately be granted parole. That's something that's
Right.
really important. Everything in the judicial system takes months, years, even never, depending on what the parole
Yeah.
board really thinks. I mean, it's kind of crazy how much these boys, men, lives are in the hands of complete strangers, but
Right.
this is it. Now, but with Newsom circling risk assessments and clemency, it seems that they may be released that way, if nothing else. So the fact that they're kind of tackling this from multiple different avenues,
Yeah.
and their case looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Certainly just current topic, I'm pretty hopeful. What about you, John?
Yeah, I mean, if they don't get granted parole, it seems to me that Newsom, like you just said, circling this clemency thing, which is basically I don't know if it's technically an exoneration, but clemency means the governor has pardoned you,
Right.
essentially. Technical term may not be exactly right. I'm not an expert on that. But, I think one of the things I wanted to mention was I will be surprised if a year from now they're still in jail. It may take some time. I don't think they're going to get out right
That
away.
would be insane. Like to actually
Yeah.
think about that, if they got out of prison,
Yeah.
like that would just be, I mean, I mean that in a good way of just
Well,
like,
you've made such a good
wow.
point about it being an example of like to other prisoners. I hadn't even thought about that. Like, yeah,
Because
other
then what's
prisoners
the
should look at
point?
this and be like, "Hey, these guys clearly committed this crime, this horrible, heinous act, which
No,
was
and they
no
admit it.
one's." Yeah, they
Right.
admit it. They maybe made some weird judgment errors in the days after, weeks after, whatever, but here's an example of a murder case where at least they had a defense. We know the story. The father was allegedly sexually molesting both of them, and so this story, this isn't the only time this has ever happened. So, yeah, I mean, you've made such a good point that even if the parole board says no, I think it is in the government's best interest, in a sense, to say we are going to grant these people clemency as a result of their good behavior in prison. I mean, like you
Sorry, I
said,
had
Darren, I don't want to
yeah. No,
re-mansplain exactly what you're
I had
saying,
to
but
put on mute because Snoopy is barking at a volume that is distracting.
sorry to
So I
hear that.
apologize about that. I'm glad you
But
can't really
yeah.
hear it. But yeah, I think often we think about people, I think of housewives, for example, in a lot of different situations of just or any type of famous celebrity case setting a precedent here and kind of being like, Well, if we allow it for,
Right.
Jennifer Aniston, then we're going to allow it for everyone. So let's set an example for Jennifer Aniston, because if it's like, if it can happen to
Right.
Jennifer Aniston, then you who have no connections, it can definitely happen for. So often they're
Right.
using these famous cases as examples of sort of this deterrent of doing something bad, right? And showing that like even celebs can't evade the law. And by the way, I was just using Jennifer Aniston as an
Yeah, she's
example.
great.
She's great, no
She's
problem.
abides by all
Just
laws,
thinking of
yeah.
someone who has such star power that everyone would know, Kardashians or something like that.
Sure,
In
sure.
this case, why are we instead of a deterrent, we should
Right.
do something that is an encouraging sort of example for.
Healthy
I
rehabilitation.
think what
Yeah.
prison was outside of a punishment type of thing, it is to create
Right.
better citizens coming out of it. And we really need to encourage that type of environment. So I often just think about how kind of our criminal justice system like creates more criminals as opposed to
Oh, you're so right.
not. And I think this would be a good example. So I hope that you're right, that in a year from now, when you and I are talking, we can kind of look back on their entire case and say that they've been exonerated. I'm sure there's going to be updates moving forward that we're going to keep you
Oh,
guys
yeah.
updated on. But just to
This
give
summer,
you sort
even.
of the log line of what's happening with them, because it does seem odd that we're asking them to get free and then they got resentenced, to life with the possibility of parole. It feels weird. And
Yeah.
there's a lot of legal or 50 years with parole. So it's anyway. So.
Yeah, and you can look up all the things that they've been doing in
Right. Charity
behind
work
bars.
and
Yeah.
mental health rehabilitation,
They've tried
counseling sessions. Yeah.
they earned sociology Eric,
They
excuse
have
me, Lyle
degrees.
earned a sociology degree from the University of California. So there's all kinds of information about how they're model citizens, and we've made it very clear on this show that we support their release.
Endeavors. Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. Okay, well, moving on.
Yes.
So this is what John was highlighting because
Oh yeah.
it just came out recently, so we can finally talk about it.
Finally.
My partner, fiance Nadine, is actually, she just came out with an announcement that she's working on this follow doc, is what I'll say, a docu, an ocu, actually, of which Serena Williams is also EPing, and she is also a part of. She
Yes.
is also a figurehead in this show. Now it follows multiple women. It's all like sort of
Yeah.
female boss empowerment, outside of Serena Williams, obviously being, the greatest female athlete of all
Thank
time. She
you.
also has Win Beauty, which she
That's right.
opened, started not too long ago,
A couple years ago, yeah.
and the makeup, I love the makeup branding for it because it's kind of this like
Yeah, it's the
it's like
same
a brat
color.
green neon
Yeah.
yellow. So like you always know when you say like I always know a Win product. It's WYN, by the way.
Yes, that's right.
So she's doing it with all sorts of women. Dee Hilfiger is in it. Talia, the famous Latin pop star. Tons of
Yeah.
people. But yes, Serena's a part of it, and obviously, like I had to tell John.
Yes, I was so geeked to find this news out.
Geeked.
Because, there's crossover. My bestie and her partner hanging out with Serena
Oh, you
Williams
like
sometimes.
tennis?
Yeah, did you know
Okay.
that? I don't know if you heard that
Although I
news,
will
but
say, I think a couple months ago, last
yeah.
year, late last
Okay.
year, I think you had DM'd me on Instagram Serena Williams's story and been like, is that Nadine?
Well, listen, I didn't want to give it away on the show, but yes, I was aware that this was happening. You could
Yeah.
because Nadine was in Serena's like set
Store.
photos or whatever, like her stories. I'm like, I see, I know what Nadine's doing. You can't hide anything from me.
You're looking out for that little tiny Persian girl being
I
like,
know,
where is
she's so
she
cute.
now? Yeah.
She's so cute. But I'm so excited and congrats to Nadine. I can't wait to see how that goes. Now, I am, just to be clear,
Oh,
putting it on
here
the
we go.
record here.
Here we
I
go.
am invited to
Pass.
the premiere party, right? Like we can talk about and
It's
negotiate,
so
right?
weird because I didn't even think about that.
I did every minute of the day since this came out. You know what? Let's cross that bridge when we get there.
We'll
Let's cross
get
that bridge.
get
Yeah, we'll
there.
get there.
Guys,
Yes.
announcement. I if you were on TikTok or you have
Announcement.
a young, probably daughter in your life, but actually this transcends
Yeah.
gender as we are about to prove momentarily.
That's right.
If any of you guys heard of Labubus, Labubu, I
Brand new to me. Yeah.
talked about this on the Today Show this last week on What's Poppin', but essentially it is a plush toy doll, smaller, handheld kind of plush toy doll designed by Kasing Lung, who's a Hong Kong artist from about 10 years
Oh.
ago.
Oh.
And they have kind of skyrocketed in fame. Dua Lipa, Rihanna, all these women are putting them on their purses, like their Birkin bags and stuff, these little
Of
like
course.
labubus. So obviously, and the best part about them is that how you buy them, you sort of buy them anonymously. Like there's tons of different ones. They're all
They're
like kind of toothy, they're
mysteries.
mysteries, but you don't know which one you're getting in the box, which of course causes you to kind of want to buy even more because it's really
This is
like,
my addiction,
this,
yes.
right. So obviously, I had to bring this up to John, who had no idea what these were. And I was like, I don't know. You might not be into them because you're not like a little girl. And he gasped.
Well,
And then, and to be fair, my fiance is in them and she is not a little girl. So, and her best friend, who's a guy, is also into them. So I don't know why I'm making this so gendered.
yeah, what are you doing here?
I
Stop
don't know.
gendering our happiness.
I'm clearly wrong, but John said he was going to buy them. And so I just encourage everyone. Oh, he loves them. Just encourage everyone to look up Labubus. And they are like the hottest gift of
I
2025. If you have someone, you know, if you're 8 years old, you want a Labubu. I don't
or
care who you
50
are.
or
Or
50.
we're almost
Let me
40.
tell you this.
It transcends.
Or almost 40. Let me say this. They are little, like, not gremlin looking things. They're
But
like
kind
teddy,
of.
but like little teddy bears with like mischievous little monster
Teeth.
faces.
They're like
Yeah,
toothily
like really weird toothies.
terrifying.
Guys, look them up right away or click the show notes or whatever. I'm sure I'll link them there. But I just found little boo-boos that are making sand castles on the beach.
Oh
Eee,
my
I need all of
God.
them right now in my
Well, if you
hands.
get obsessed like my partner and fiance, you
And best
start
friend.
also buying outfits for them,
Oh
like
God.
on Amazon.
I'm
So.
gonna have to do that too. Here's the thing. Darren
No,
and
you
I were
don't.
talking about
You
this
really don't. Think we're good.
before the show started. And it is right. She was like, this is right up your alley. And it's like Beanie Babies, Funko Pops.
Right.
This
Any
is
collectible Pokemon.
collect
It's even kind of
Pokemon.
Pokemon-ish.
Yes, good point, actually. That's a great point. Anything with like a little cute face and it might be a little
It's
monster
right
mischievous,
up
I'm
John.
into it. I'm
It's
into it.
right up John's alley.
Well, thank you for
So.
sharing that with me. And if you guys collect Labubus, tell me where you which ones you
Yeah,
like
tell
better.
us where, because I know that there are a lot, according to Nadine, there's a lot of fakes online and there's
Okay.
like a QR code that you have to
Yeah.
scan to make sure that it's, I don't know.
Now, are you familiar? This is another thing I'm trying to stay away from because these I think are even a little more expensive. Are you aware of Jellycats?
Oh, of
You
course.
know what Jellycats are?
Jellycats are the best stuffed animal because
Yeah.
not only do they have the best characters like
Yeah.
octopus and unicorns
A
and dragons,
croissant.
a croissant, but they also are the softest.
They are the softest. And you know, there's that FAO Schwartz right in the 30 Rock building. And they sell them there, and like the ones that are food, they like have a little restaurant and they like put it in a
Oh my God,
box for
that's
you.
so.
It's too
How do you know
much. I
that?
need
Oh,
know
me
that because
too.
I did research and I went on TikTok and
Oh.
YouTube and watched people order their Jellycat food. That's neither here nor there,
Yeah,
Darren,
that's
but
fine. That's an okay
it's
way to spend your time.
that's a good time to
I
spend
have a
as an adult
Jellycat.
man.
This is a Jellycat right
Your
here.
Snoopy is a Jellycat in and of
Snoopy,
himself.
is it?
Can I
Look at
tell
his
you?
chin chin. His chin
Speaking of our
chin.
pets and spending
Yeah.
money, as and I want to like share some more details here. I just spent $150 on a new
Here we go.
cat tree for Magic.
Oh, like a little cat like house with like the little
Yes,
bunkers and the scratch pads. Oh,
yes.
that's worth it. They love those
Well,
things.
yes.
Maybe some of us
Except,
can't get up those things and need a ramp
well.
and or crane.
Okay, so you're reading my mind. So let me take this one step at a time. Number one, I got it for him because I read that these kind of trees will help get them moving and climbing, and his big old Volkswagen ass.
Cats love levels. They love hopping in a
Well,
level. They
I
love if
know.
they can.
But I was just going to say, I don't know that he even knows that he might like it because he's never been able to do that because he's so
He's
big.
never been aerial.
He's never been aerial. He's typically just taking a nap. He's not very, but I thought this could maybe incite him to be a little more active, burn off some calories.
How's that going?
So I spent the money. And here's the thing, I had bought him some scratch posts that were like, you know, had like one level that he could sit on, and underneath it was a scratch post. He wanted nothing to do with it. He would instead, of course, scratch all my furniture.
Of
My
course.
furniture is going to need replaced in about a year, all of it. But I'm like, whatever. I donated it to like something, the scratch post. And I was like, okay, he doesn't do scratch posts. But I'm happy to report. I call at his house. I'm like, do you want to go to your house?
Yeah.
Now, he can't reach the very top level because he's literally too big to jump up to the level to get to the top level. So I pick him up and I put him there and he loves it. I'll send you the pictures, Darren. He
Yeah,
like
I want to see.
rubs, he like goes belly up and he's like rubbing his face against everything and it's lovely. And so I'm excited because the last couple of days I've gotten up for work and come out to the living room and he's been like in his little bunker. Like that has a covered area and he's like
It's so
meowing at
cute.
me.
Of
Yeah. So I'm like,
course.
so it was a risk because it was $150 and I was like, he may not even do anything with this, but I'm happy to report he loves it.
This
So
is like his CrossFit.
exactly. Well, do you remember a couple years ago, I've talked about it on the show, I bought him that outdoor catio that I had at
Of course.
my last house. Now that had different levels and little things to go through, and it was outside, but he never really liked it. Like, he never really jumped up and was like crawling around or did anything like that. I don't know if it was just because he was outside. I don't know, but, or because I had to zip him up in it. So maybe he felt like he was trapped. I don't really know, but he didn't really vibe with the catio. So that's why I was also kind of nervous, but he loves it. He loves this one.
Good.
Hopefully, in a couple months, he'll
Send
have burned
pics,
some
post them on
calories off.
Patreon, and
Yes, I will.
send me the good stuff because I want to see.
I will. And one more thing, because I want to know about your experience with the Knicks in just a second.
I was impressed you texted me. Let's just say
I
that.
know, are you? Yeah, of course. Well, I just wanted to mention, I want to say thank you to everyone. I've been kind of out of it the last couple of weeks because of, you know me, it was allergies and then I had a
The weather,
fever,
then it
the
was
weather.
Tuesday, and then it was
Well, and
Wednesday,
then it was
and
Wednesday and it was the same
it
thing. Well,
all happens.
I hate to say that I'm happy to report because at least now I know. That a couple, like actually about a week ago, I made a sandwich for dinner. I was feeling a little better, like not 100%, but like feeling better. Made a sandwich, a little
After me,
tuna
sandwich.
fish,
Oh, I just
tuna
had
melt.
that. Oh,
I
nice.
love a tuna melt.
Me too.
And I took a bite of it, and I couldn't really taste it.
Oh.
And I said, "This thing tastes like shit. What did I do to this one?" And it suddenly dawned on me. I was like, "Oh my God. I bet I have COVID." Sure enough, I go to the store, I grab a COVID test and find out in fact, lo and behold, I'm one of those fucking
You got the
weirdos
vitty.
that got COVID in 2025 like a big fucking loser. Now, this is only the second time I've had COVID, actually. The first time I had COVID, my only symptoms were that I couldn't stop sneezing. I was sneezing like 10
Yeah,
times
mine
an
too. It's like
hour.
I sneeze 3 times in a row.
Yeah, like I just could not stop sneezing. This was early 2021. And I've been lucky enough not to have any kind of like serious thing since then. I mean, maybe you can be asymptomatic, whatever, but in terms of testing, and you know me, I've complained about my allergies so much on the show that I
Totally.
tested myself. If I even sneeze a little bit, I'm like, "Oh, let me just make sure I don't have COVID." But for some reason, this is so strange. For some reason, this time around, it just didn't. I just felt like there's no way I have COVID. Who gets COVID in
Also, I
2025?
don't think you're the only loser to get
No, I
COVID
know.
in
I'm just making
2025. I
fun.
just think people have like stopped testing.
That's part of it too.
And
Or
they get the
they think,
booster, whatever, you know,
yeah.
but like, yeah, I think people just are like,
Or like me at this time of year, I'm just like, I probably just have allergies. It can't be anything else.
Yeah,
Then you eat a
exactly.
tuna sandwich that tastes like sand, and you're like, maybe that's not what's going on.
It's interesting that in 5 years, though, we've gone from, oh my God, I have
I
COVID. What
know.
does this mean?
Well,
To like, oh, thank God, I have COVID. It's
I
fine.
know.
Like, we're good.
It's true. And I actually was talking to one of my doctors about that. I was like, should I be thinking about Paxlovid, which is, the
Sure.
prescription that most people that have
It's really just to
comor.
prevent hospitalization, though. It's just to prevent
It
like
is.
severe symptoms for hospitalization.
And unless you have like some kind of illness or you're
Right,
elderly,
underlying condition.
they don't
Yeah.
even prescribe it apparently. But she's like, yeah, COVID nowadays, especially, she was like, it just doesn't have the same impact that it did even just 2 years ago. She said nowadays it is really settling into a flu-like virus, which
Right.
is good news across the globe. But anyway,
Although
I
I
just
think
wanted
like
to.
50,000 people still die from the flu every year, but
Yeah, that's still a thing too. Absolutely.
yeah.
So, anyway, I just wanted to say thank you because I know you guys have been patient while we've taken some flashback weeks and I've tried to get myself into optimal health.
Selfish, rude.
Now, speaking of optimal health, Darren,
Inconsiderate. Yep.
your happiness was at an all-time high
Oh,
recently. So, Darren,
all-time
tell everybody what
high.
happened with the
Okay, I was in New
Knicks.
York City last week doing a bunch of different shows. I was on
That's right,
Watch What
you
Happens
were.
Live bartending. I did Bravo, Bravo, fucking Bravo, which is sort of this Kate Chastain talk show monthly that's for Bravo insiders. And then I also was on the Today Show doing my NBC News Peacock hits. That's where
Just
I
all
was
over the
talking about
internet and television, yep.
LaBooBoos. Yes, that's true. But the best part was is the Knicks were in the playoffs, and this is the second round. This is to get into the Eastern Conference Finals, the ECF. And let me just say that the Knicks have not been in the Eastern
Yeah.
Conference Finals in 25 years. We haven't won the
Insane.
NBA Finals in 50 years
Was gonna say, I don't
since like
even think that happened.
73.
Okay.
Okay, so certainly not in my lifetime. I said to my dad the other night, I said, because we were watching the game six, which ultimately we took over the Celtics.
Celtics, yeah.
I said to my dad, I was like, Dad, you were 23 when the
Oh
Knicks
my
won. Like, and he, my
God.
dad's a New Yorker, and he was like, I
Yeah.
remember. He's like, I remember, when they
Oh.
won. And he's like, it was just, he's like, but it's been a fucking long time
Well,
to be sort of
yeah.
a Knicks fan.
Generations, really.
And New York was just,
I know, I
we
saw.
were walking around New York. I was walking around with my best friend Brian, who's from
Love Brian.
Brooklyn,
Yeah.
big Knicks fan. I mean,
Oh,
he's my,
really?
when I, the Knicks are on, him and I are texting, and
Okay.
we were like drinking, they all put the TVs now to the street. So you're like watching with all these other New Yorkers drinking. We got smash burgers. I the game was on outside. And then so we won that game on Monday
Yeah.
night, lost the next one. And then game
Oh.
six, we were up three, two, we were up three games to two. It's best
Right.
in seven, so we had to take it in four. And
Okay.
we, now granted, their Jason Tatum, who is like their star player, tore his Achilles. So
I
he's
heard about
out.
that too.
So it was
Yeah.
kind of like a lot of people kind of felt like the Celtics probably weren't going to take it without him. So maybe it is best for the Knicks to kind of win. Not saying that anyone from Boston felt
Yeah.
this way. But we dominated. We beat them like 120 to 80. Like we went by
Wow.
40 points. It was, I
Exciting,
was like,
right?
yeah, I was like pure elation. I don't know how else to put it. It was just pure elation. I was so excited for New York. So excited to just be in the city again with like, you just feel like you're
Yeah,
part
I
of
know what you
everything.
mean.
Everyone's just
Yeah.
watching the same
Even if
48 minutes of whatever, and you're all glued in together. And I
New
loved it.
Yorkers, it's a fun thing because, and I'm sure this happens in other cities. I'm not saying it
Of
doesn't, but
course.
especially New York, like as someone who doesn't watch basketball regularly, but you always know when a New York team is doing well because everyone kind of gets rallies behind them and we all got really excited when we lived there. So I know exactly what you're describing. It's a fun time. I also texted you because
I was
I was
impressed. I was
aware.
like, oh, he clearly saw some headline somewhere to be like, Knicks are about to take it or something. Like, can the Knicks play it? And I was like,
How
and that
dare
reminded
you?
John. I was like, no way he's tuning in on
I'm
TNT
not
or whatever,
watching
ESPN.
TNT, but I did see the headlines. I saw the clips on TikTok. Thank you. That's where I get all my
Oh,
information.
there you go. There you go.
And I was really happy for you because I know last time we did an NMR, you were talking about them, I think, winning game one, which was a big
Yeah.
deal back
Won
then.
the first two games, which we
Yeah.
freaked out about. Well, as of Wednesday, May 21st, when we're recording this, the Knicks are actually
Yeah.
playing tonight in a few hours
Who are they
against
playing?
for the Eastern Conference Finals to play. They are playing the Indiana Pacers.
And what's the forecast? Are they going to beat them? Yes, the answer is yes.
I'm so hopeful. I can't believe the Knicks made it this far. They
Right.
never have I ever been a sports fan. I mean, even being a Yankees fan, who's by far the best baseball
Yeah.
team historically in terms,
Right.
27 World Series, no one even comes close to that.
Right.
I've never been a fan of any sport where it felt like it was in the bag. I've never
No,
had
I
an
get that.
undefeated season for the Giants. The two Super Bowls I got to see the Giants win, we were wild card both times. And then I didn't even think we were going to win up until the very last minute of gameplay. So I never got to like bask in feeling confident. I've never been
Oh
confident, and
my God.
that's part of being a sports fan. That's part of being a
No,
New
it
York sports
is. Tennis
fan.
is a very similar type of sport, obviously,
Yeah, but like
but
the Patriots go into a season and you're like, you're gonna
yeah.
have a winning season, at least with Tom Brady. You're like, you're gonna have a winning
Yeah.
season. You're a great
Yeah.
team. Like the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, and it's like the Giants have like just never felt this way.
The last minute. That's so funny. Because I know
Yes,
what you're
but
talking about.
I'm
So,
as confident as I could ever be in the
yeah.
Knicks. I would love to see great gameplay. I'm so proud of
Okay.
them. I'm so impressed with them.
Okay.
Can't believe we beat Boston in six. Like, just having that alone has been amazing.
Well, here's a question. Do they do 7 games, best of 7 as well? Okay,
Yeah.
so.
And then the NBA Finals. Whoever wins best of seven here,
Oh, so this is
then
like a
the NBA Finals.
semifinal?
And I believe it's
Like a semifinal.
Thunder versus Warriors or the Nuggets or something like
Is
that. I don't
Steph
know. The
Curry on
Western
the
Conference.
Warriors still?
He is on the Golden State Warriors, but he got hurt. So I think he might
Oh.
be either out for the season or at least he was out during this last playoff round. I keep less track of Western Conference than I do
Okay.
Eastern with
Okay.
the news, just because that's who's like immediately right
Right.
in front of me.
Right.
But yeah,
Okay.
Steph Curry is still with the Warriors, Golden State.
I, as I mentioned, only know anything that I see on TikTok, and I love watching compilations of him hitting threes.
I
It's
know, I
just
know.
like insane.
It's wild.
You don't have to be a basketball fan to look and see the physics of what this
Of
man
just
can do is
athleticism.
insanity.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's crazy.
Anyway,
It's actually
also, he's
crazy. Well,
cute.
that's most
Okay.
important.
That's most important. Guys, we're gonna wrap up. We have, if you're hearing this early, you're on Patreon. Otherwise, it comes out Sunday. So have a wonderful Memorial Day. We will have a new episode Sunday for Patreon episode, or excuse me, Patreon subscribers. Otherwise, you'll hear the new episode 1 week later. So sign up for Patreon if you haven't yet to get all those new episodes and early episodes. And have a safe, if you're in the United States, a safe and lovely kickoff to summer, your Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. Summer's
All
being
right.
kicked off. Have a good one.
Love you guys. Bye.